This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Called to Greatness. Dear friends, how many girls do you know who've been painted by Da Vinci, have been sculpted by Michelangelo, have been serenaded by Bach and Schubert, have been praised by Augustine and Aquinas, and venerated over the ages by a constant stream of devotions? Or more to the point, can we ever hope to know someone after they become so exalted? Well, let's try. Let's see what we can learn from Christ's earliest and closest earthly companion. In the first chapter of St. Luke, we meet Mary before all that, long before she becomes swathed in centuries of veneration. We meet her as a kid, a very, very good kid, but still only a kid. She's scared, she's stunned, but she's not overwhelmed. You see, this is her first encounter with an angel, but it's obviously not her first encounter with God. He's not an abstraction to her. He's a constant presence in her life. Even as a teen, she defines herself as God's servant. Rick Warren would say she has a purpose-driven life. She knows we're here to serve God, even if that means becoming the mother of the Messiah. Let it be to me according to your word. This gospel gives us a stark look at a resolute Mary. No mushy myth here. This is one tough kid. In the most mind-boggling of circumstances, she stands her ground, momentarily confused by the message and the messenger, but confident in the goodness of God, giving herself reflexively to his service. You see, she was called to greatness, and she was equal to the task. For all our maturity, how many of us have such a clear grasp of life's ultimate reality? We're here to serve God. That's our own personal call to greatness. Not greatness as the world sees it, but greatness as God wills it to be. Not greatness in response to an angelic visitation, but greatness in answering the constant call of God's grace. You see, my friends, every day we get to answer our own personal call to greatness in countless ways. In our respect for others, in our kindness, in our generosity, in our forgiveness, in our family responsibilities, in our professional ethics, in our living witness to Christ's love. Doubtless, none of us will be painted by masters. Choirs won't sing our praises, but God will. He rejoices in the goodness we give back to him. He knows the obstacles we must overcome. He knows the sea of secular cynicism that surrounds us. He knows we can be confused and, yes, very distracted. That's why Scripture gives us the wisdom, the courage, the faith of Mary, the kid who was surprised but quickly focused, the kid who knew that in all things she was God's servant and knew that God would see her through. My friends, this gospel teaches us that God's gifts, they're not predictable. They don't come in neat little packages. Sometimes, right from the first, they're a pure joy. But more often, they come as trials. They're opportunities wrapped in disappointment. Yes, they're confusing, frightening, and even overwhelming. That's the time to trust Jesus. That's the time to remember Mary. In putting these reflections together, I was reminded of our family friend Fern Hill, whose young son Timothy was run down and killed delivering newspapers. In her torment, the grieving mother remembered that she was God's servant, first, last, and always, come what may. She and her husband Jerry went on to found the Timothy Hill Children's Ranch, which for over 40 years has given new life to hundreds and hundreds of abused, abandoned, and troubled children. In crushing pain, Fern answered God's call to greatness, just as she's answering his call today, protecting, caring, nurturing, witnessing Christ's love where it's needed most. When blessings come disguised as challenges, when call to love is shrouded in pain and distorted by doubts, my friends, I pray we share the serenity of Mary. I pray we embrace her willingness to serve. I pray we join her in her song. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org. or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.